If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Washington Capitals owner Ted Leonsis joined Grant and Danny yesterday, and we have some of the audio from that in case you missed it. Here's Grant and Danny talking to Ted about plans about building a statue at the renovated Capital One Arena.
We're going to have a statue garden, and there'll be our greats are there. You know, Elena Deladon retired last year, two-time, and last week she's a two-time MVP, WNBA, won a championship. She should have a statue. She'll have a statue. So we'll have a statue garden, but now we're going from 900,000 square feet to 1.6 million square feet. And we will have a gallery, a museum, a restaurant that's a sports bar, and have a lot of memorabilia, a lot of important artifacts in our past. And we've been curating to be able to celebrate, you know, the great players that have passed through.
All right, hold on. I'm a little bit confused. I've been to like North Carolina's campus, for example.
Yeah.
Duke's campus, where they have Kentucky and these, they have like these basketball, like almost like museums, mm-hmm. right? You go through there and you get a tour, and they have like at North Carolina, you know, they have all these cases with MJ's like letter of intent and letters from Dean Smith and, you know, pictures of all the championship teams, you know, all, everything you can think mm-hmm. of. Is he saying that the statue is going to be indoors? It's going to be something
sounds
like that?
Sounds like it.
I need an outdoor statue. You can put Ella Deladon's indoors, but Ovi's statue needs to be outside the arena.
Yeah.
I would think it would be right outside the main entrance.
That's what I don't know.
I don't know if it's going to be like an outdoor garden.
He said
it's a
statue
garden. Like,
yeah, he says it's a garden.
Gardens
I don't know if that
are
means
usually
it's
like
outdoors. I know.
I mean, I guess you can have an indoor,
one. I kind of envision it like almost like a mall, you know, mm-hmm. and you're kind of walking around the promenade.
Yeah.
And then there's like statues in the promenade and restaurants.
What's a promenade? I don't even know what a promenade is, really. I honestly don't really know what it is.
It's like a massive open air foyer when you go to a mall that's usually kind of covered.
Okay. I just still think the statue should be outside. Maybe I'm misinterpreting.
Maybe I'm being selfish.
Maybe I'm misinterpreting.
Look, of course, my input is not welcome, but I just feel like Ovi should have his own spot. Like, I don't think he should be sharing with Elena Deladon or Wes Unseld. Like, Ovi should have his own spot, like, to himself.
It shouldn't be
Ovi and six other statues.
No, it gets lost.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he should have one. That's outside the arena.
Unless his is just the biggest of all of the others.
I mean, he should have his own dedicated Alexander Ovechkin section.
I kind of envision it like Camden Yards. Because if you go out in center field, they have the collection of statues out there, and all of them are kind of the same.
I have to look it up.
They probably put that in after you've gone. But like they have Cal there. Mm-hmm. They have Jim Palmer out there.
Eddie
they have Brooks.
Like all
in that area. I don't know if they have Eddie.
Like how many outside of M&T Bank? How many Ravens? They have Johnny Unitas.
They have Johnny. They have Johnny Unitas.
The way they have it,
yeah.
The way they have it at Camden Yards, I like. I like that. Outdoors, big ass stadium. You know, big ass statues. I like it.
I can't quite fathom how they're going. He said from 900,000 square feet to 1.6 million square feet. Well, I know that they're taking over a lot.
Now, this is just guess, but I think they're taking over a lot of that area. That's when you walk into Clyde's, that little walkway.
Yeah, but that's not like, that much.
But area. It's like inside too, where yeah. I guess
like the bowling alley is.
Bar Louie used to be way back in the day. I think that they're probably going to get a lot of that space. So maybe that's a spot where this statue garden that Ted's talking about is going to be part of the new.
I'm sure I'm
Capital
misinterpreting, but I just don't want them indoors. I want Ovi's big ass.
I'm fine with indoors, just as long as just give him his proper due. I don't want him getting lost in the shuffle with five or six other statues.
You don't want it to be like a mini mellow.
Yeah, but if you look at the way Camden has done it, it's not bad.
I just feel like personally,
right? It's kind of like a garden
had, like,
area.
Ovi's above the rest,
like all of fame.
Anybody else, of course. He's more important than any other statue that's going
to
go out.
Why don't you agree with what I said? Why don't you? You can put him next to all those other, but he has to be the biggest statue.
It's fine. I still feel like he's sharing. I don't think Alex Ovechkin needs to share. I think he should have a big selfish spot just to himself.
All right. Well, we can't convince
Cakes.
Right,
so we'll see how that plays out over the next few years as they renovate Capital One. Here's a clip of Ted talking about where Ovi stands as far as players in D.C. sports history, where he ranks.
Alex is in a class by himself right now. You know, when you break an all-time record in the league, and we've had MVPs pass through here. You know, Wes Unseld is an all-time great, but for Alex to do what he's done, it can be debated. I'm certainly open for the debate, but I'd have to say he's the most important athlete in a professional sport in Washington, D.C. Certainly when we drafted him 20 years ago, I don't think that would have come into the conversation. And so he's earned it. I mean, his longevity, his body of work, his accomplishments, and what he's done for the community.
You know, and I still
can't disagree there.
I'm struck by them kind of, you know, and I'm sure this has been well known in hockey circles for a long time. But you know, if you're a dedicated fan, but that year, I think they had the third best odds, right? So, and I'm sure I'm not correct on the numbers, but it was something like the first team that was that had like a 24% chance. Then the next team, I think maybe it was Pittsburgh, I'm not sure who it was, had an 18% chance. Caps had 16% chance, and yet they got lucky enough to get the top pick to get Ovi, which changes history.
Correct.
Sometimes you need some luck.
It really is crazy to think about his career, how he's played 20 years, and he started off spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
I think his second or third year, he had 65 goals, so everyone knew he was an immediate star. And then 20 years later, he's breaking what everyone thought was an unattainable record, and then he's having one of his best years statistically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
After he missed
15 games, I'm guessing.
Probably
something like that. I mean, if he played those, didn't get hurt, he'd probably lead the league in goals right now.
Well, he'd have mid-50s in goals,
which would lead the league.
Yeah.
It's kind of a stunner.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. At 39, he's still.
So I think he should be an MVP candidate. I don't even care.
I would agree with you.
He should be in the mix.
Yeah.
Do you have what Ted said about the Nationals?
We do, yeah. This is Ted talking about his interest in becoming the new owner of the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I'm forever interested. But the season started, and that should be a signal that, you know, when the season starts, that the Lerner family is very committed, and the team's really not for sale. The news on the network was a surprise. The media was reporting, a logical place would be for it to, for the Nats to come next season onto our network. But for those of us who are aware of what's going on in the local media space, there's not really an opportunity to pay another team on our network because we're not going to get additional dollars, at least not next year. So it was, yeah, this is a Rubik's Cube that still needs to be solved. And I think where the Lerner family is, and we haven't had active conversations, is they're rebuilding the team. They're excited about the team. The new season has started. They don't want any rumors, any hoopla about corporate developments. They want to focus on the team, and I totally understand that. I respect that. Mark Lerner came to the game when Alex scored two goals, met Wayne Gretzky. I mean, we're close friends. I love the family. I'm going to be here. We'll keep the lights on, but there's nothing active going on. And, you know, I'm going to go out and buy season tickets for the Nationals. It's hard to go to games, you know, when Caps are still in season, Wizards are still in season. But I look forward to going and checking out the team. And, you know, I enjoy going to baseball games. So,
Ted, why are you buying tickets? I mean, come on, learn from the best.
He's supporting. He's a man of means, Cakes.
I understand.
He didn't have to beg. He'll just buy tickets.
I understand that Ted has deep pockets.
He'll be classy.
I'm well aware.
And he will just enjoy.
Sure.
He's in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
He'd love to buy the Nationals. Nationals right now aren't for sale.
Right.
He'll answer the call.
Sure.
If Lerner calls him.
He's waiting for that
bat
phone to ring.
But he's not actively going out and knocking on the door.
Right.
Saying that he wants to buy the team. Though he does.
Cakes, the statue is going to be outside. It's going to be huge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That you have
yes.
full knowledge of this?
Yes.
Mm. You have a source?
Yes.
Mm.
But I'm not going to tell you who it is.
I wish you'd give me your source.
Nope.
Well, it should be outside. Anything else was unacceptable. So, good.
All right, don't forget, later in the show, we're going to talk Masters, because it is Masters Week. We'll be joined in studio by Timothy Gay. He's the author of Rory Land, a book about Rory McIlroy. He'll join us coming up at 8:40 here on The Junks.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.